This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In this Easter message entitled Understanding God's Grace, Pastor Scott defines grace, explains why God gives us grace, and tells us how we can receive His grace. This message was delivered on April 16th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Sunday. Welcome to New Hope East Hawaii. We'd love to have you here. It's a wonderful day, like every day is, because every day in Christ is always sweeter. Man, Easter is like the event that we gather to celebrate, and it's a wonderful time. And, you know, I think Easter, you talk about the resurrection, you talk about crucifixion. But I wanted to do something different. So I want to talk about God's grace, because it's because His grace that He sent His Son so that we could be forgiven. You know, the Bible says that when we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, that we shall be saved. And that's why we celebrate Easter. Amen? And God's grace is so amazing. Have you ever had to forgive somebody who you felt like never deserved it? Yeah, you know what I mean? And then when you've forgiven them, they don't appreciate it. They're kind of like, yeah. And then I was thinking about that. You know, sometimes you forgive people who you feel like, but they don't deserve my forgiveness. And then when you forgive them, they don't even appreciate it. Then God tells me, now you know how I feel, huh? Oh, ouch. Like, ooh. That was a jab, man. Like, ooh, talking about me before I think about other people. But Easter is a wonderful time. We celebrate with our family and our friends. And the thing is, life. Is life what you expected? Did you think it was going to be different? Maybe you thought you might have a better job, better health, better car, bigger house. Maybe better relationships, more friends. Less problems, less bills, yeah, less taxes. Oh, yeah, tax day is Monday, yeah? Ooh, ouch, I hit a nerve there, huh? How many of you are in need of God's favor? Oh, miss, every hand went up. Good job, because I think we all. Then, if you need more grace, then you are in the right place, because today we get to hear about God's wonderful grace and how we get to receive it. You know, when I was growing up, man, Easter was one of the highlights. After Christmas, and everything was kind of until Easter, because you know Easter, you was gonna get food and candy. Except when I was growing up, candy wasn't always like available because my parents wouldn't buy candy because they said it's bad for you. So, you know, we never had candy, even though candy was like five for a dollar back then. Just gave away my age, yeah? And, you know, Easter was a time that, you know, we was going to get a lot of candy. I didn't care for boiled eggs, but candy, I really enjoyed eating candy. And I knew that, oh, you know, they're going to hide the candy and the eggs, and we're going to find them. And then as I grew up, I really enjoyed hiding the stuff more than finding them. And we would hide them again and again and again just so that they could find them. And it was so much fun. Now, the thing about God's grace, He doesn't hide it from us. Aren't you glad? He's like, where is it? Where is it? Where is God's grace? I can't seem to find it. It's not hidden. It's like right there. And we can find it in His Word. And I like that. It's like when we find God, it's like, I think, God, the whole heaven, like the Bible says, the heaven rejoices over one who repents. And if you're a parent and you get to watch your children find eggs, and the joy that they get when they find that egg or that golden egg with the big prize inside. We're like, yes, we're so happy. And I think that's how God is when we find his grace. In Luke 15:10, Jesus Christ says, in the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. I think that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. When someone says yes to Jesus, all heaven erupts in a celebration. Could you imagine the thundering, the roaring? And you can imagine every Sunday in churches across the nation, when one sinner repents, I think heaven is just erupting constantly on Sunday, nonstop. And that's just a wonderful thing. But the thing is, yeah, when we hear the good news, when we hear about God's grace, when we hear about his plan and his promises for us, we need to understand. Because it says in 2 Corinthians 4:14, Satan, who is the god of this world, small g now, not big G, small g, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. So some people, if you ever shared with them and they don't understand, you know, when you see a beautiful sunset and it's like, wow, God is painting us a picture. You go, eh. They don't get it. Because it says, Satan, the god of this world, who has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand the message about the glory of Christ, who is in the exact likeness of God. Sometimes they just can't see. The enemy has put blinders on them, and it really is like an Easter egg hunt because they can't see God's goodness. They can't see the good news. The enemy has blinded them. It's like we hide eggs and we tell the kids, you're hot, you're cold, you're hot, you're very hot, you're super hot, you're on fire. And they're like, where is it? Where is it? I can't. And then they're like, it's like right in front. And Satan has blinded some people where they're right. They may be in church, but they can't see God's good news. And it's so sad because we can see it. That's why we're here. Or we're hoping to see it. That's why we're here. But God's grace is there, and we get to help people find it. Isn't that a great thing? Amen? I love sharing God's grace with other people. And when they receive him, it's even better yet. But what is God's grace? Number one, it is God's unmerited favor. God's unmerited favor. Romans 3, 22-24. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. Isn't that great? Not just if you're tall, even if you're short, right? Not if you're young or if you're old. For everyone has sinned. Who has sinned? Everyone. We fall. Look, they put me in the Bible again. Short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. Amen. God's unmerited favor. Grace, from the Greek in the New Testament, charis. God's unmerited favor. Kindness from God that we don't deserve. Nothing we can do or have done to earn this favor. It's a gift. Isn't it great? We get a gift at Christmas and we get a gift at Easter. God's grace. grace and mercy, two great things that we may sometimes get mixed up. They're similar. They're great expressions of God's love. They possess a clear distinction. When we experience God's grace, we receive favor that we do not deserve. When we experience mercy, we are spared punishment for what we deserve. I like those two, grace and mercy. I need a lot of those. Now, unmerited favor, getting what I don't deserve, eternal life, entrance to heaven. I don't deserve that. And it's there for all of us. No matter what you have done in the past, God's grace is there for you. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how many times you stumbled and fall. It's there for you. God gave me what I don't deserve. He gave me salvation. He gave me a beautiful wife. He gave me beautiful children. He gave me a Toyota Tacoma. How's that? And one 12-foot fishing pole. I didn't deserve any of that. He gave me a house. I didn't deserve any of that. Like I said, if I got what I deserve, it'd be a piece of dust out here preaching to you today. Gone. I mean, yeah, seriously. Think about it. What would you deserve? Silence. Getting what I don't deserve. A few months ago, and you know, I like to work with wood. So a few months ago, I was working with some wood, and I was short a piece about this big. And I was like, oh, I don't have it. I didn't want to go all the way to town to buy a whole sheet just for a piece this big. And I was like, oh, what? So I walked around and looked, and I found a piece almost exactly the same size I needed. And then the first thing I said was like, thank you, Jesus! Wow! Did I deserve that? No way! But he gave it to me. And I was so grateful. Because this is what we deserve. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is, yeah, make, like we say, kill over, croak. Right? Pigeon. If you don't know a pigeon, that's death, okay? But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a free gift. How many of you like, you ever had to pay for a gift? No, it's a free gift. It's given, amen? We were all born sinners. We were all doomed to die. Eternal separation from God. No hope of heaven, eternal life. That is what we deserve. But God, because of his love, because of his grace, his mercy, created a way for us to connect back to him through Jesus Christ. Not because you were good, not because you took your wife out on a date, or you raised your children right, not because of any of that, but because of the wonderful things he does. I can tell your age, all you guys are laughing. Yeah. God's grace is just unmerited favor, undeserved favor, and I am so glad for that. So why does God give us grace? Because he loves us and he wants us to do good works. 2 Corinthians 9. And God is able to make all grace, all unmerited favor, abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. God is able to make all unmerited favor to you. Yeah, I was at one of our guys' house this week, Ray, and I was sitting in his backyard, and we were talking, and we were looking at his green grass, and I was drooling at all his tools that he has, and we were talking like, man, look at the life that we have. Look at the blessings that we have. We get to live in Hawaii. Sorry, Randy, I know you don't live here. You live in Arizona, but you have to work that out with God. But hey, we live in Hawaii. And if any of you are from the mainland, sorry. So, I mean, you're here now, so chalk that up as thank you, God. Yeah, but Randy's my friend across the street, and he's here visiting from Arizona. Thank you for joining us, but we live in Hawaii, except you. Sorry. But, I mean, how wonderful is that? We have a wonderful fellowship. We have excellent fishing grounds, if you have a Toyota Tacoma to get there.
Or a Jeep.
That's true. Or a Jeep. And why? Because God loves us, and He wants us to do something with it. You know, we, as Christians, pretty much we can give out what we have received, whether it's a material thing or a spiritual thing. The good work is done through God enabling us to do so. God's grace is there for us at all times, for every problem that we face. God's grace frees us from slavery to sin and shame. God's grace allows us to pursue good works. God's grace enables us to be all that God intends us to be. God blesses us so that we can hoard it and keep it for ourselves. No way. Now, don't you take that out of context, those of you recording. And God said that God gives us stuff so we can hoard it. God gives us stuff so that we can bless others. Amen? Except you're not having my Toyota, sorry. Yeah. John 1:16, for of his fullness we have received grace upon grace. Blessing upon blessing. His abundance and his mercy he gave to us. So I get blessing upon blessing upon blessing. How many of you feel like that? You got blessing upon blessing upon blessing, and it's like you're at the point where you say, like, oh God, I got so much blessings, like, hold off a little bit. I cannot handle this. I mean, there came a point where I was like, whoa, thank you, Lord, cool it, because I cannot handle all these blessings, because you're just blessing and blessing and blessing. It's like, wow. As Christians, we continue to receive God's grace upon His grace, blessing and blessing and blessing, one on top of another. I mean, when we call ourselves Christians, we can even count trials as blessings, because we know the result of trials. I mean, if we follow God and we're walking with Christ, we can even look forward to dying, because we know that when we die, like Paul says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. What a blessing that would be. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into grace, which is now which we now stand and we rejoice. So we receive God's grace through faith. Faith. What is faith? Faith is just something we cannot see. God's grace is truly amazing. Not only does it provide for us salvation, but it enables us to live an abundant life. Now, John 10:10, Jesus tells us that the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. See, the devil's mission statement is kill, steal, and destroy. So if any of that is happening in your life, know that the devil is attacking you. And if the devil is attacking you, praise the Lord, because if he had you where he wanted you, he wouldn't be attacking you. Right? So if he's attacking you, say, thank you, Jesus. Because I know that he's attacking me because I'm on the right path. And the abundant life part, man, if you don't think you have abundant life, then try go look at a third world country and see what they got. Then you'll realize that you have an abundant life. And Jesus Christ is all you need to have that abundant life. Amen? I have received God's grace. I have received his mercy. I have received abundant life. And I get to share that with other people. I get to go to the hospital. I get to go to people's homes. I get to dedicate their babies, perform marriages. And there is such a fulfilling feeling to be able to share God's grace, to pray for others. And since receiving God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, man, life has been exciting. I get to take my wife on a date. Sometimes 2 times a week, sometimes even 3. Go even ask her. Yeah. Does she deserve it? You bet you. Do I deserve it? Do I deserve to go out with, her 3 times a week? Probably not. But God's grace. I get to go on vacation. I get to serve all of you. That's the best part, you know, serving all of you. When you call me up for prayers and I get to pray for you, when you call me to come to your house to pray over your house, or when you're in the hospital and I get to go pray for you, and when I get to go visit James and Stacy in oncology, who they are done chemotherapy, yeah. Woo! Until this year, I never been to oncology. I never knew that we could go to visit people who get chemotherapy. I never knew we could. So until then I started going and visiting them, and like, wow, it's kind of boring because they got to sit up there for like 8 hours. Yeah, good thing they got wonderful nurses up there. And a TV set, yeah? And Stacy likes to hold the remote control. But I get to do all that. Why? Because God has blessed me with his grace. And it's a wonderful thing. You know, I get to do so many things. You know, since receiving God's grace, I have caught more fish than I ever did before. I think somebody was praying for me, that's why. Yeah, someone like Al. And someone like Al took me to his secret spots so that I could catch fish. And that's God's grace. Because if I never had God's grace, he would put one black bag over my head, take me to his spot, and then take the bag off so that I could not go back there again because I wouldn't know where it is. But God's grace. James 4:6, but he gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The thing I have for you this morning, the thing God has for you this morning, is are you ready to receive God's grace? His unmerited favor, undeserved favor. How many of you need God's undeserved favor? I mean, I need it so much, I better raise two hands. Yeah, because that's, I mean, that's, we celebrate Easter because, man, he came as a child. He started his ministry at about age 30. Then at age 33, they nailed him to the cross to die for our sins. Then 3 days later, he rose again. Why? Because he loved me. He loved you. Unmerited, undeserved favor, all for you and me. And not just that, but for us to go share with the world. Amen? You may put away your notes. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. If you have never, ever received God's unmerited favor, if you never asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, I'd ask that you pray with me right now with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Pray with this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold a hand up? Anybody out there? God bless you over there. Bless you. Anybody else out there? God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. And today, you have received your unmerited, undeserved favor. And all heaven erupts and rejoices over them. And we thank you, Lord, for their choice that they have made today. Lord, we love you. And we want you to pour out your grace and your mercy upon all of us. May we find favor in your eyes when we go to work, when we go to the store, when we go shopping, when we go fishing, when we spend time with our family. Whatever we do, Lord, may we find favor in your eyes. Pour out your grace and mercy on each one here, so that they can share it with the world. We thank you for this grace. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Give the Lord thanks. Praise you, Jesus. Woo!
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Ke'au, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.